becoming aware of the body in the posture that you've chosen for this meditation. And then letting the mind rest on the body, just as the body rests on the cushion or chair, bed, floor, or whatever structure of support is beneath you in this moment. And taking a moment to recall the motivations we bring to this practice of meditation. One or two ways in which you bring a motivation that touches and concerns your own life and the wish for well-being that we all carry. And perhaps also in some ways, an aspect of your motivation that touches and concerns the lives of others and the wish that we carry that others as well may benefit from these practices. And taking a moment now to check into the quality of the heart and sensing as best you can a quality of warmth, of love, of metta or loving kindness that exists in your own body and being now, almost like a version of the sun within, radiating out from wherever, however faintly you might be able to experience it in this moment. Just imagine this quality of love, care, warmth, metta might be amplified, expanded through and through your own heart, mind, body, spirit, from the crown of your head down to your feet. And might radiate beyond the physical bounds that we perceive around our own bodies. Radiating, reaching out in support of those who might be in need of metta, loving care, compassionate relief from their circumstances and suffering right now. And radiating out in a way that touches our own suffering, our own wounded hearts, our own heartbreak in this moment. So, feeling that metta for ourselves, but not only for ourselves. So now gently allowing the attention to find an aspect of your breathing in this moment, whether at the beginning, middle, or end of an in-breath or out-breath, wherever you happen to find yourself. And allowing our breathing in this moment to feature as the object of our awareness, resting attention on those sensations in this moment. and then continuing to follow along for a few moments, gathering our attention with intentionality and with a gentle curiosity and openness, placing that attention on the sensations of breathing in this body, which for the moment will feature as the object of our awareness. Perhaps noting whether on the next cycle of breathing in and out, the breath is a relatively long breath or short breath, in and out. And noticing the way in which a conscious breath can support a calming of the body's sensations in this moment. And as we experience the calming of the body, maybe noticing the quality a feeling tone associated with this calming, perhaps a pleasantness. We're going to open up the aperture on feeling tone in this meditation. As we explore ways that the opportunities, circumstances that invite beginning again become known in the body through feelings in relationship to these circumstances. So as I bring this topic to the fore, if in any way you're beginning to feel some of the energetics of whatever memories or associations are coming up for you, to whatever degree those memories or associations may be challenging or difficult, inviting, bringing in metta, bringing in the wish for well-being to meet and to support you in holding, so that as we breathe in and out, we can notice that difficulty, perhaps a feeling of sadness predominantly in the mind, or feeling sadness associated with a kind of a feeling of emptiness in the spirit, heart, belly, and then the thoughts associated with that sadness, creating that experience of emotion that we name as sadness in the mind. As one example of how we turn toward circumstances that give rise to the need to begin again, the energetic resonances in the body and in what we call emotions are present with those thoughts, in some ways giving rise to new thoughts. So inviting metta, kindness, to whatever you may be experiencing. For you in this moment, it might be a feeling of uplift and excitement about the possibility presented by these new circumstances. So no one right or expected way, but the invitation of this meditation is to open up the aperture on feeling tone as it arises in the body in relationship to whatever is presenting itself as a memory or present circumstance, inviting you to reflect on your experiences with beginning again, starting over. So just breathing in and breathing out. And perhaps noticing in some way the changing nature of feeling, tones, thoughts, emotions that are arising as you breathe in and out and sit in these few minutes of meditation. Just aware of maybe the subtle push of sensation that might lead to a feeling tone of pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. Or perhaps noticing thoughts and then inquiring what might be the underlying feeling tone that is a part of the maybe what we might call the gentle push, the subtle push that's leading to a thought. So what's that feeling tone associated with thoughts, images, stories? Allowing this gentle in-breath and out-breath to support you in becoming more aware of the quality of feeling tone associated with this turning toward this one experience of beginning again that we're calling forth for this meditation. And again, this particular feeling tone, what in the ancient language of Pali is called Vedana, this particular feeling tone, if we open the aperture, we might see it's arising in response to or in reaction to an image, words that are replaying in your mind, a particular physical impact. So we're noticing the conditionality, the conditions that give rise to feeling tone. Whether those conditions be some sort of contact with the senses. So noticing whether sounds, sights, touch, consciousness itself, perhaps taste. We're inviting, opening up inquiry, thinking about exploring how the feeling tones that are associated with this particular experience of beginning again often have their underlying push in some sensory contact. So, was it an image or a phrase or something you read, a letter? Allowing ourselves gently to call forth the underlying conditions that may be associated with the pleasant or unpleasant or even neutral feelings that are coming up for you. Feeling tones that are associated with this invitation to begin again. So as we breathe in and out, we're inviting deepening insight into the conditional relationship between contact, experience in the world, and the feelings that arise within us. As you breathe in and out, see if you can become aware, maybe in a granular way, to subtle changes in these feeling tones. Unpleasant sensations and feelings and thoughts might be very strong at first or at a particular time, but over time, as we sit, breathe, notice, the strength of the feeling tone may begin to soften, may begin to subtly dissolve or give way to the feeling at the same time of neutrality, sense of ease, relaxed, cessation, releasing of some of that energy. In other words, as we breathe in and out, we're inviting awareness of the changing nature of these feelings. Perhaps like bubbles on the surface of a pond of water in a rain, in the midst of rainfall, we see ripples appear and disappear. Some, if the rain is coming down quite strong, we'll see them appearing in a way that feels very rough and agitated. And in time, no matter how agitated, the ripples on the surface will begin to shift, dissolve, disappear. In this way, the feelings associated with whatever experiences we're having, including the experiences associated with having to begin again, starting over by choice or by circumstance, by someone else's choice that lead to the necessity here. These feelings may be strong, but they're not permanent. So as we breathe in and out, inviting a subtle awareness of the maybe subtle ways that change, barely perceptible but present, is a part of your experience of this particular feeling. So breathing in and out, inviting calmly knowing in your body in this moment of the changing nature of these feelings. As you breathe in and out, opening up awareness of subtlety in the experience of sensations, feelings, thoughts coming and going. As you breathe in and out, becoming aware of the way that releasing, relaxing around a clinging sensation around a particular image or thought or feeling. As we breathe in and breathe out and notice the subtle changes around this emotion, the cessation of the thoughts that might be churning or giving rise to that emotion, we might begin to feel a natural ebbing, relaxation flowing. And that sense of letting be, letting go, that as we breathe out, it's always implicitly available, breathing in this new moment, breathing out, letting go, breathing in the fresh possibilities of this new moment. Breathing out, releasing, relaxing, and being available to begin again. As you notice the changes in your experience of feelings and thoughts around this opportunity or challenge to begin again, to start over in your life, you might notice a change and then come back, or you feel a little bit of release and then the energy arises again. Even those differentiated experiences are a reminder of the impermanence associated with what is so for us, so that the mind can move back and forth between release and relax and then seizing again is itself an indication of the changing nature of your experience of this. And so just as we may once again find ourselves feeling sadness, their grief, in the next moment, if we bring that gentle inquiry, opening to awareness to this, we might notice again a releasing, relaxing, a letting go, a letting be. So bringing that quality of mindfulness to the experience of feelings, thoughts, bodily sensations associated with this challenge in your life is an opportunity to know yourself as you encounter this challenge in a fresh way. And it's an opportunity to cultivate a mind capable of meeting challenges like this with a willingness to be present, to meet what is here in its full range, all of the different emotions, thoughts, sensations, capable of being known and met. So meeting what is arising with a kind of welcome, rolling out that welcome mat to really just be present to the range of what you're feeling. And as we do so, not only becoming more aware, but also again noticing the conditionality, the way that feeling tones are often arising in relationship to some sensation, some thought, some experience, some image. And those images, thoughts, sensations rise and fall. And so how we are relating to them, are we clinging to them? Are we churning them? Are we adding that energy of not wanting to let go? In that sense, are we experiencing a kind of unwholesome unpleasantness associated with this experience? Unwholesome in the sense of attaching, adding to the difficulty with new thoughts, anger, vengeance, you know, more stories of what could happen. And when we notice that we're churning and sort of adding to the underlying bare sense of what happened, the story that's contributing more pain, we might remember the teaching of the two arrows, right? The first bare sensory experience as the first arrow that we may not be able to avoid. We suffer a loss. We got the letter. We heard the news. But as we continue to churn that and add to that bare experience, adding stories of additional suffering, outrage, indignation, that is what we are pointing to with this metaphor of the second arrow and third and fourth. So as we meditate, maybe noticing the underlying conditions that give rise to the bare experience of loss or awareness of an opportunity to begin again. And then just notice if we're adding to that bare experience with another arrow of difficulty that we can just notice, begin to release, opening up the tight clinging to it, and if we're willing and ready to let go. And on the next in-breath, be open to a fresh experience of this moment. As we begin to bring this meditation to a close, I want to just invite, just allowing whatever is really strongly present in the field of awareness and the way of feeling tone to be known. So, and if there is any difficulty, once again, bringing in metta and compassion for the self, this part of you that's willing to explore your habits and patterns around the challenges and difficulties of beginning again, bringing in compassion for your experience, if and as appropriate. And if you're feeling some delight, some awareness of the freshness, the lightness that can come with this opportunity to begin again, really allowing that to be known and experienced deeply as well. Whatever it is for you, breathing in and breathing out as we begin to glide toward the close of this meditation. Breathing in, noticing what is well, and breathing out, releasing, relaxing. And when and as you're ready, if the eyes have been closed, allowing them to float open and gently inviting that transition from meditation into the moment of the next aspect of your day, evening, afternoon, life. Thank you so much for your practice. I hope this meditation on aspects of your experience of beginning again has in some way opened up your inner guide, the inner teacher's wisdom for helping you engage with the experiences coming up in your own life in ways that are unique but fruitful, as you deepen the resources within for well-being at this time. I look forward to meeting you here for the 8th and final session in this course. on deepening the roots of your well-being celebration. And in the meanwhile, may you be well, may you be safe, and may you meet the opportunities to begin again in your life with fresh beginner's mind from here.